fuckers and fuckettes, you're listening to Ashaholics, and I am your one and only Ash Hollywood. Today, we are going to be doing my favorite thing in the entire world, answering your email questions. Before I do that, I do want to remind you guys that you're welcome to submit your questions, emails, comments, concerns, complaints, or you're telling me to fuck off. I really don't care. But if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do it through ashgirl.com. First email comes from Dino. How much for a pair of your used cotton full-bottom bikini-cut panties? Thanks. Well, Dino, that's very, very specific in your request, and I don't really know if I own any of those. Those sound like period panties to me, or like menopause panties. But if that is specifically your request, used panties start around $50, unless there's some kind of crazy request that you guys tend to come up with. And if you are interested, we will be selling things like that on the site pretty soon. So keep in touch. If not, you know, we'll hook you up in the meantime. Next email is from Bobby.
Bobby Starr?
No, not Bobby Starr. Bobby Diaz, actually. And I'm sure there's a lot of those in LA, so I don't mind saying his last name. Hey there, Ash. I was wondering if I can smoke you and Gia Steele out. I stay in the Valley, and I know a couple of girls in the industry. Blah, 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 blah. Please let me know if I can spoil you two with buds. Also, sorry if you don't smoke. I know Gia does. P.S. I'm 24 years old. Happy birthday, I think, or otherwise. Bobby, thank you so much for the offer. I'm actually swimming in green, so I won't need that hookup. Gia might take it. But
do you know Gia?
I know Gia quite well. Bless her little heart. And
how well?
Well, actually, quite recently, I just took a strap-on to her. It was both me and Charlie Chase, and we know how crazy they are. We beat the hell out of her and indicted her into our band called Swollen Pussy. Again, thank you, Bobby, for the offer, but I don't think I'll be taking that. Next email is from Jim. Hi, Ash. Although I now live in LA, I spent most of my life in Detroit. I read your frequently asked questions, and you lived and danced in Michigan for a while. I was curious as to when you lived there and where in Detroit you may have performed. Maybe I was fortunate enough to have seen you. Have a great day, Jim. What a lovely closing, Jim. One of my biggest pet peeves is people assuming that I'm from Detroit. I am actually from an area of Michigan that nobody really gives a fuck about, not even Michigan government itself. I'm from the UP, which is the Upper Peninsula, you know, that part attached to Wisconsin. Don't know your geography.
How close to Wisconsin is it?
Where I grew up and spent most of my school is 15 minutes from the Wisconsin border. We actually have a highway that loops in and out of Wisconsin. But where my family lives now is right on Lake Superior next to Michigan Tech, one of the biggest engineering schools. And so I'm practically Canadian.
So how close is it to Wisconsin and Canada?
Well, no, my family lives 2 hours from where I grew up. Okay. And where I grew up is 15 minutes from the Wisconsin border.
Okay. But now?
But now we live on Lake Superior, which is, I mean, it's a huge lake. I can't throw a rock at Canada or anything, but I definitely picked up the accent.
Take off, eh?
Don't you know, eh? Let's get some pasties, eh? But I have only been to Detroit a couple times in my life, and I wasn't 18 at the time, so I wasn't actually performing while I was in Michigan. The first time and only time I've ever stripped was actually in Pittsburgh. So maybe I'll be coming to Detroit soon, I hope. Next email comes from...
But you're a Red Wings fan.
I'm a total Red Wings fan, except now that I live in LA, I'm a Kings fan. So I always, always get the Wings and Kings game because it's my favorite one ever.
And are you a Tigers fan?
No.
A Lions fan?
I only follow hockey. Okay. I like to see blood.
Okay.
Blood and fights and great asses. Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen a hockey player... undressed?
Of course I have.
They have amazing bodies.
Oh my God, do they ever. They have legs and asses.
I know.
And they're feisty.
They're all muscle.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, next email comes from Hans. Hello, Ash. I reluctantly saw your performances at kink.com. You are a great actress and one of the hottest chicks in the adult business. You are very beautiful and cute, and if you are subbing and hot too. I'm assuming that this is translated. I hope to see you doing even harder sides of kink too, like device bondage, whipped ass, the training of O, and to see you work with harder doms like Madeline, Princess Donna, or the Pope. Greetings from Germany. See, I told you. Actually, at kink, out of this list, I have done whipped ass. I really do want to do the training of O, but I'm scared shitless. like I'm shaking in my boots over that. It looks fucking intense. And device bondage, I was gonna do, but it ended up falling through. I think I was supposed to do that with Princess Donna, actually. I really, really miss the armory. I want to go back. Hopefully, I'll be going back sometime soon. And you know, subbing is really fun. I've subbed for I started doing the really hard stuff at kink about a year ago, and I have to say I really like it. I was scared to try it for the longest time. BDSM is a lot of fun to get into, but lately my new thing has actually been doming. I've been doing a little bit of femdom work here and there, and a little bit of subbing also. I switch around.
I have a question for you. Please do. What sites have you worked with at kink?
Let's see if I can go through all the lists. I've done Public Disgrace. I've done Electro Sluts. I've done Wired Pussy when it was still Wired Pussy. I've also done Whipped Ass.
Hogtied. Sex and Submission?
Sex and Submission. Oh my God, my Sex and Submission scene is fucking rad. First of all, it's with James Dean, who not all people like working with, but I really do enjoy him. And I got to hang upside down in a straitjacket while giving a blowjob.
Wow.
That was so much fun.
I'm going to have to look that up. I want to look that up.
It looked like I had this like really cool like mohawk because I was hanging upside down the way my hair is cut. It was so much fun. And
do you feel like you're going to black out at any point?
No. Okay. I actually like blacking out. Like I like being choked out and things like that. Go figure, right? But I wasn't afraid of that at all. I actually said, fuck you, Spidey, because in Spider-Man XXX, Spider-Man is upside down while getting a blowjob. And, well, I fucking did it with no hands and gave the blowjob. Right. But I think what I liked about that scene the most is how twisted it was, because they never explained whether I was a nurse or a patient.
Right.
They just convinced me that I'm sick and my treatment is getting beaten and I want to get healthy and I want to get better. I say that through the whole scene. And there's just something so like twisted about it. It was hot. Really fucking hot.
And have you worked with the who's would you say is the best dom there? I mean, and don't play favoritisms. I really want to know.
Well, I've worked with Isis Love on a couple different occasions, and I do like working with her when it comes to the femdoms. I'm not really into having females dominate me.
Right.
I've had Bobby. Bobby's lovely. Oh my God, I love Bobby. I think she would be my favorite out of all of the girls. But there's something about a girl doming me that angers me more than it arouses me, like, because not a lot of girls know how to dom. Not a lot of girls know how to dom. I mean, right. I think it was Sophia Jade one time had to dominate me. We did a switch scene where we both ended up playing femdoms, and bless her heart, she was just so bad at it. She didn't have a lot of experience in it, and she's a great sub. She's an amazing sub. And I got so mad that she took the gag ball out of my mouth and I spit in her face, which is a huge, 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 huge no-no from a sub to dom. And I was livid.
Not a good thing.
But I love working with Bobby. I would like to see you spit in Bobby's face. Oh God, no, I wouldn't dare spit in Bobby's face. I don't even dare swear around her. Oh, no, with that electricity and the cattle prod, fuck that.
Exactly. All right.
But guy doms, I don't know. I haven't experienced enough of them, but I love working with Bobby. I miss her.
We do.
Next email on that side note is from Emmanuel. I want to fuck you one night. Give me your number and play with my balls. I just want to let you know that just about every single fucking word in that sentence is spelled wrong. What the fuck? I don't do privates. I'm not a hooker. I don't judge people who do escort, make your money, boo-boo. But my phone number is definitely not going out. And if I'm playing with your balls, I'm probably going to be stomping them with a stiletto. Thank you so much for the offer. I'm really thinking about how I'm your fantasy.
Thanks, but no thanks.
It's going to be great.
Is that what it is? Comes down to? Later.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. thanks. Yeah. Who says I like balls anyways? I only like them in the blue variety. Exactly. Blondes tease, brunettes please. You're going for the wrong hair color. Wrong one. Well, I have actually gone through all of my email questions.
Wonderful.
I really do enjoy doing these. Remember, you guys, send me any of your questions. I mean, they can even be comments. I'll read them. I'll thank you. I'll adore you. I'll swear at you. I'll do many, many things to your emails. But please email me at ashgirl.com. And if not, you can also contact me on Twitter at ashhollywood. But just remember to keep sending those emails in because I will keep answering them. Thank you again, guys. This has been Ashaholics with your host, Ash Hollywood.